Thank you for calling Bayou Fence Co. Please press 1 if you are a new client. Or press 2.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Brian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card we have on file.
It is. It got whatever on the computer, so they cut it off, and it is at my house now. I'm in Shreveport working, but they finally it arrived today, so all I got to do is activate the new card and put it on file.
Okay, so do you want me to put the new card on file and then just process it tomorrow or Monday then?
Well, I'm not home.
You don't have the card. Oh, I see. Okay, I got it.
I live about 2 hours while I'm working at. But it sends me a picture every day of what's in my mail, and I saw it finally came today, so I just got to, I've been having to do cash with everything as far as work. But when I get home tonight, I will activate it. And I don't know if y'all work on the weekends or...
We won't be back here until Tuesday because Monday's a holiday. But I'll send you a login to your dashboard. So if you wanted to update the payment over the weekend online, you can do it. If not, I'll follow up with you on Tuesday, okay?
Yeah, because I want to start getting some ads in the area, basically, long story short. I want to start getting some ads going. So I really don't know what I'm even doing with you guys right now. I'm sitting here talking to you, and... I really don't even know what I'm paying for.
Got it. Okay. So do you want me to run that down with you now, or since you're out in the field, do you want me to maybe just call you on Tuesday and I can go over some options with you?
Yeah, call me Tuesday, and we can. I just want to know what all. I have no clue of what I know I was doing to verify with you guys, but it's not even showing up. The Google Guarantee, it's literally not even showing up like it's supposed to.
I don't know if you signed up for Google Guarantee. Let me see. Oh, yeah, you did. You're doing Google Guarantee, too. Yeah, okay.
It don't even show up. Like, it only shows up in certain spots. When I paid for it to go from here to where I'm working at now, it used to pull up. Now it doesn't. Basically paying that and really didn't get any benefit from it. But I'm not worried about it. I just want to get started in another direction and get some ads going and try to get an area away from my house where there's a lot of work over here in Shreveport where I'm at now. And I really want to hammer this area as much as I can.
Okay, I'm putting that in the notes by Shreveport. Okay, you got it. So I'll put some packages together for you, and then I'll call you on Tuesday, and we'll pick up where we're leaving. Sure, morning or afternoon, or is it just kind of hit or miss?
About lunchtime is the best. I get everything going. And okay. For the most part, I'm usually in my truck like I am now. So.
Okay, so when you say lunchtime, you guys are on Eastern or Central time?
Central.
Okay.
But anytime around here.
I'll put maybe like, 10 to 1. Okay, you got it. I'll put a note in here for Tuesday. So I'll call you sometime between that time frame, and we'll take care of it then, okay?
That will work. That'll be great. I didn't do anything about the debit card, but I'll get it called up.
Yeah, no problem. I understand. So in the meantime, have a nice weekend too, okay?
Hey, why is nobody working Monday? It's a stupid question to ask you, but I'm just wondering. I guess I'm self-employed. I don't think about it. Is it a holiday?
It's President's Day on Monday. And matter of fact, I didn't even know if we had it off. I had to go into our company handbook and see if it was one of our approved holidays, and it is. But last Monday was Lincoln's birthday, and the schools around here were closed, but we weren't. We still had to work. But this Monday is President's Day, so we get it off. So.
Where do you live at?
We're in Southern California. Are you familiar?
Never been. I mean, I know where you're at. Never. You're around San Diego?
We're in Orange County, which is about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours north of San Diego, and maybe an hour south of L.A. So most people know where we are if I tell you that we're 20 minutes down the road from Disneyland, and we're about 4 miles from the beach, from the Pacific Ocean. So we're kind of like right in between L.A. and San Diego.
Hey, are y'all's beaches blue, like Florida beaches? And is the sand white or brown?
It's kind of a tannish color. It's not white, but it's not like real dark either. It's a light tan. And the water stays blue most of the time, but it's depending on season too. There's one month where those little gremlin fish come in. I don't remember what month it is. I think it's October. And when that month comes, the water turns really murky. It's really strange how, you know, it changes per season, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
does it ever get freezing out there, or does it stay pretty warm?
Well, the nice thing about here is that we're close to the beach, so we don't get snow or anything, but it did this winter get down sometimes into, like, maybe, you know, the low 40s, like, at nighttime. But then in the morning, it'll warm up a little bit in the day. But then here's the cool thing. We have local mountains that are called Big Bear, and they're like an hour and a half away. And in those local mountains, they get fresh powder snow, and we can go ski and everything. So it's kind of cool because where we are, we don't get any of that, but we drive an hour and a half away, and we can, you know. So
my little girl lives in Las Vegas, and it's kind of the same there. You can drive about an hour and go ski.
Yeah, because they're close to Utah, right?
Yeah, close to Utah. But, like, it is, you know, down in the city, so to speak, it never really snows. But up in the mountains, they have a little rain. But I want to come to California. I'd like to see. I want to go check it out someday.
Yeah, you should put it on your bucket list. It definitely is fun. So, yeah, there's a lot of... you know, I always say there's a lot of free entertainment around here because there's the mountains, there's the beaches, there's Disneyland. If you want to go up to L.A., there's a lot of free tapings. You could go to, like, Dancing with the Stars or America's Got Talent or Let's Make a Deal. You could go to, like, any of those shows you want to. So there's a lot of, like, free entertainment, you know, that if, you know, you want to go out and have fun, there's always, you know, fun things to do. So.
Now, Big Bear, I know a lot of boxers. It's really high altitude. Yeah, they go train out there. So I know I've heard of Big Bear.
I don't know
how far it is from Pine Beach.
From what? Pine what?
Huntington.
Oh, Huntington. You know, that's close to where we are. We're right next to Huntington. We're in a city called Fountain Valley, but Huntington is our bordering city. So, yeah, when I say we're 4 miles from the beach, that's the beach that, if you go from our office straight down the street called Brookhurst, in 4 miles, you're at Huntington Beach. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so now you know where. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, that's where that boxer's from.
Oh.
He always goes to Big Bear. And I know the name.
What's his name? We have a lot of UFC gyms around here and whatnot. Matter of fact, Tito Ortiz just moved to Florida, but he was here.
That's exactly who I'm talking about. Where'd you say that?
Oh, Tito Ortiz. Yeah, he was living on the Huntington Harbor, and he just moved probably like a year ago, maybe 10 months to Florida. So. Yeah.
He
got involved.
Get up in Big Bear.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he did training in Big Bear because I know some kids around here. He used to have like a little gym that he would help out with the kids like local to here, but I didn't know he had one in Big Bear too. That's cool. So.
When I say train, he don't have a camp there. Like he went and trained himself. Like that's where he would go, run up the mountain, and after so. he would actually go there to train. And now since he did it, he's been in the UFC for so many years, now a lot of fighters go out there and train. Like when I say train, just basically go out there and jog and run up the mountains.
Wow. That's actually a very beautiful place to train. That's, you know, it would be not safe to run up the mountain, you know, if it was snowing, only because all the tires require chains when you go up there because it gets so slippery. So it wouldn't be safe to do it during, but I could see on like a nice spring day or something, that would be absolutely gorgeous to run up the mountain, you know, but hard work, you know, it's all on an incline. Yeah. How funny. Yeah, very cool. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and then we'll catch up a little bit more on Tuesday, okay?
Yeah, don't worry. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, Brian. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.